Dateline Washington, Monday, October 20th, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the latest developments on the campaign trail. With just 15 days before the final vote is counted in the 2008 presidential campaign, we'll discuss the impact of a longtime Republican, Colin Powell, endorsing Barack Obama, as well as the impact of vice presidential nominee Joe Biden, suggesting that the Democratic nominee Barack Obama might not actually be the most prepared person to be president of the United States. We'll talk about that with Carol Liebau, longtime political analyst and strategist and author of the book Prude. Also in this edition of Dateline Washington, The Devil We Know, we'll talk with longtime CIA officer Robert Baer about why he believes we can reach common ground with Iran on issues like Iraq, oil, Israel, and more. Plus, in this edition of Dateline Washington, is it time for another stimulus plan? We'll talk with Scott Hodge, president of the Tax Foundation, about the call from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke about more congressional and executive action towards an economic stimulus package, which would be the second one this year. Hodge will explain that he doesn't think the first one did all that much, so why go after a second one? And the government bureaucracy might be getting in the way of national security. Our good friend General Tom McInerney is with us to explain how the Pentagon has put the brakes on a deal for Northrop Grumman to put together a major tanker project that would be a huge asset to the U.S. military. All that, plus the day in Congress and in business, follows Monday's headlines. And once again, our financial situation is at the forefront in this country on Monday. Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, speaking to House members today on Capitol Hill, saying that with the economy down for several quarters in the future, if his projections are accurate, Congress should move quickly towards a second economic stimulus package this year.
With the economy likely to be weak for several quarters and with some risk of a protracted slowdown, consideration of a fiscal package by the Congress at this juncture seems appropriate.
But when pressed by members of both sides of the aisle about what should be included in the package and how many dollars should be assigned to it, Bernanke was much less committal. Already this year, Congress passed a $168 billion economic stimulus plan, not to mention more than $700 billion in a bailout plan passed just a couple of weeks ago. We'll talk about whether another economic stimulus plan is a good idea, and if it does get put into place, what should be part of it. We'll discuss that with Scott Hodge, president of the Tax Foundation. Also speaking out today, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. He's defending the federal government's intervention into troubled banks by buying up equity in those institutions. Paulson calls it an investment, not an expenditure, and he says there's no reason to believe this program will cost taxpayers anything.
They will not only own shares, it should be paid back with a reasonable return, but also will receive warrants for common shares in participating institutions.
Paulson also says it's important that banks who are getting federal help treat homeowners and other customers fairly and compassionately.
We expect all participating banks to continue to strengthen their efforts to help struggling homeowners who can afford their homes avoid foreclosure. Foreclosures not only hurt the families who lose their homes, they hurt neighborhoods, communities, and our economy as a whole.
Meanwhile, stocks began the week with a rally pushed higher by rising prices for energy stocks. A stronger-than-expected earnings report was issued also by Halliburton, and oil prices rose to push other energy company stocks higher. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones was higher by 413 points to finish the session back north of the 9,000 barrier at 92.65. The S&P 500 up 45 to 985, and the Nasdaq gaining 59 points to finish the session at 1770. Oil prices settled higher by $2.40 per barrel to close at $74.25 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Back to the presidential campaign now, and in a moment we'll hear comments on Sunday's Meet the Press by retired General and Secretary of State Colin Powell. But another key quote is also gaining attention from over the weekend, and that's Joe Biden telling supporters out west that he believes if Barack Obama is elected president, he will be tested with a crisis within the first 6 months on the job.
Mark my words. It will not be 6 months before the world tests Barack Obama like they did John Kennedy. The world is looking. We're about to elect a brilliant 47-year-old President of the United States of America. Remember I said standing here, don't remember anything else I said. Watch, we're going to have an international crisis, a generated crisis.
And Republican Party Chairman Mike Duncan says Biden's comments show that even he believes Barack Obama's not ready for the job.
Just today, Joe Biden is questioning whether he should be commander-in-chief. He's talking about being tested. Are we ready to let this country be tested in these dangerous times by electing someone with a thin resume like Barack Obama?
More news later. For now, that's a look at Monday's headlines.